a third on your time. When Lessie first saw your lean man, who groveled toward her and stood by her side with a bucket that swung in his hand. His grin stretched the folds of his pasty white cheeks, and his lips hurled a dollop of murk on the curb, and the lights from the ride showed a mischievous sparkle that flashed in his hollow-eyed stare. He said, little girl, you can chop off my legs and then peel off my socks if you want to, but I'd rather you took this old puppet from me that I hold in my pail as we speak. And he stood looking down at the innocent girl, and she stared at the bucket bewildered, till he lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and a giant smile grew on her face. She saw the doll's eyes and she couldn't resist, and she thanked the man quickly and ran to the church, and she thrust through the doorway with puppet held high, and a hush filled the chapel and the people looked meek.
Sure to find the old man who robbed and perished in the darkest hour of night.
cheering sound. It was an angry mob of joggers coming up to knock her down. As Esther stood shook her head, the joggers were approaching, and she knew she had no choice left but to swim. As the frosty water sank its bitter teeth into her eyes, she tried to slide the heavy clothing from her skin. Now she made her way toward the shore, when suddenly she felt a tiny tugging at her toe. And the puppet she'd forgotten wrapped its tiny little arms around her ankles, and it wouldn't let her go. The waves seemed to open and swallow her whole, as the doll pulled her down 3 years green deep. And the sound of the laughing old man filled her ears as she drifted away to a tranquil, motionless sleep.